Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC. It's a pleasure talking each week with Shannon Latham. Our state representative serves Hamilton County and other counties in the north central part of the state. Shannon, very good Friday to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Well, it's another busy week for the Iowa legislature. Some interesting topics, I'm sure, that you had this week. So let's fill in our listeners with some of the big things going on this week with you and your colleagues in Des Moines.
Yeah, it was a little bit unusual this week, I guess, with fewer bills debated. We passed a total of 16 bills out of the Iowa House. 10 of them were unanimous, so not as heavy of a debate schedule. And then one thing that my Economic Development Budget Subcommittee was able to do this week is take a tour of the digital laboratory at Iowa State University. So our budget subcommittee went there yesterday and just learned about all of the exciting technology advancements that are going on there and how that relates to economic development in Iowa.
And I'm sure a lot of that was funded through the state government, I believe, there, Shannon?
You know, it sounds like to me a lot of that is funded through private enterprises. And so they are working, you know, in a collaborative effort with Iowa State University's researchers, professors, students, and then just coming up with new ideas that help increase efficiency for Iowa's farmers.
Mm-hmm. So that's what happened this past week with a trip to Des Moines. Now this week there was also some work being done, actually in the Iowa Senate, about a tax break for a nuclear power plant and some data center construction, so that was under their realm. But did anything have to do with the Iowa House of Representatives for that?
I do know that some of the committees I've sat on, we've discussed similar bills, and I saw that as well, that the Iowa Senate had taken that up. I think that the biggest issue that I keep hearing about is just that we're going to need such an increased demand for power, and so that is why we need to take a look at making sure that we have different energy sources, have a diverse energy network, so that we don't experience, you know, the brownouts that some of the other states have had that we've heard about.
Again, we're talking with State Representative Shannon Latham, who's from to the north of us around the Sheffield area. So, Shannon, let's talk more about where do we stand on the property tax relief issue. This was discussed with some public hearings in counties and cities all over the state this week.
That's right. So I believe it was 2 weeks ago now, it was during second final week, that the House Ways and Means Committee passed out a bill on property tax relief reform. So that bill took what they had been hearing at some of the public hearings, some issues, or excuse me, not issues, but some components from the governor's proposed property tax relief bill, and then also some components for the Senate. Haven't heard a great deal about how that will be worked out. But again, as we've seen in the past, especially with other big bills, the House will have a version, the Senate will have a version, and before it's all over with, we have to have an agreed-upon version that the governor will also sign. I see that she did come out in the press this week and say she believes there will be a property tax bill. I don't disagree with that. It's just, what is that bill going to look like? So that's what we're all waiting to see. But in the meantime, it's a great time for Iowans to weigh in and tell us, you know, how that's going to impact them. So this week I've received several emails from people, especially in local governments, telling me about how this is going to.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And notice this week Hamilton County had their public hearing on property tax was back on Tuesday. There'll be some finalization on that in the coming weeks. And all the local hospital, Van Deese Medical Center, they had a big turnout back on Tuesday evening for their presentation on the tax levy for Hamilton County. Some action coming up taking this next week. So what else was covered this past week?
That was really the gist of it. It just was a little bit slower week. The Appropriations Committee meeting got canceled as well, so it turned out to be a great time for groups to be visiting. I really enjoyed meeting with FFA students this week. It was Iowa Corn Day on the Hill, so I guess that worked out for those constituents who were visiting, because we had more time to meet with them this week.
And when you return on Monday there, Shannon, it's already the final few days of March heading into April, so what's coming up next week for the Iowa legislature?
Yeah, so I really believe we're going to hear more about budgets I expect that budget subcommittee chairs will receive their budget targets. And as you know, in Iowa, we have to have an approved budget before we're able to sign a die or adjourn for the very last time this legislative session. So that's the time of the year that we're in, is budget work should really begin in earnest. And then I do think we'll start hearing more about that property tax relief as well.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be coming up there very soon. But just a reminder, too, that Dennis Guth and yourself will be appearing in Webster City next Friday. That's on April 3rd, and that'll be at Brakeswoods Conference Center for a program starting, I believe, 11:30?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions or comments for both Dennis Guth as well as yourself there, Shannon, they can stop by at the Brakeswoods Conference Center next week starting from 11:30. That runs until 1 p.m.
I look forward to seeing people there.
Sounds good. Shannon Latham, my guest on KQWC this Friday. Shannon, thanks very much, and have a good weekend.
Thank you so much, Pat. I look forward to talking with you next week.